The true healer, in terms of the Guru's inspiration, is in fact the wisdom of the Guru. When Shabad consciousness becomes our central focal point, then and only are we able to tap into what Guru Sahib is saying. It is a remarkable virtue to have purpose in your life. When you have purpose in your life, then and only can we reflect and be aware and be inspired. Then and only can we begin to realize what it really means when Guru Sahib encouraged us to live in the present. If we want to live in the present, we have to have purpose. Purpose is what allows us to keep optimistic, to live in the now. When you have purpose on a deeper level, you are not attached to the past or looking towards the future. Indeed, the past experiences do shape us. We do learn from circumstances and situations, but the Guru's wisdom is having purpose in the now. Ego is something that is a conceptualization. Home, actually, on a deeper level, if you were to sit and reflect on this, is an idea. According to Guru Sahib, home is a set of beliefs, right? It is a belief system in which we develop an idea of who we are. The ego is further possibly an idea of who we wish to become. Inwasikanana, it's the false self. It's the illusion. And in this illusion, you cannot find that sacred purpose that the Guru had intended for all of us. Dr. Wayne Dyer, he's an excellent author, and he writes about the ego and says it's living life backwards. The illusion, a set of beliefs. And in ego-centered intelligence, there is a narrowness, right? Guru Sahib has given us this message. Us narrowness which you are not able to see the higher vision, right? Ego creates the distraction. We are stuck. You can't really move on the journey that Guru Sahib intended for us to be on. You are actually off. To be on, just what you're doing right now, we're engaged. It's Guru Sahib who is allowing us to be engaged. For this moment, we ask Akal Purakh to bless us all as we sit in Sangat. Ki pata o kadon o instant of time aajay, when things just go on for you, for us, for all of us. Basically, my feeling is when we're not engaged with Shabad consciousness, we're off. We're in a darkened, we're disenchanted, we're not enlightened, we're not aware. When you are aware, when you are enlightened, then you see purpose. You see purpose in everything that you do. This is a remarkable virtue. That's the first statement I made to you. Because je tusi har cheez vich, if you have a purpose, je tonu purpose har cheez vich disda hai, can you imagine just how wonderful life would be? ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਕਲਾ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਫਿਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਸਿਚੁਏਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਦੀ ਪਰਸੈਪਸ਼ਨ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਦੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ, ਉਹ ਇਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਵੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਪਰਪਸ ਹੈਗਾ। ਸ਼ਬਦ ਕੌਂਸ਼ੀਅਸਨੈਸ, ਬਿਕਮ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਅਰ ਵਿਦ ਦਿਸ ਟਰਮ। When you are aware, when you have had a glimpse of Guru Shabad, when you have totally felt connected, we have all experienced that in certain times. When you have experienced it, you know it. It's not a belief, it's a knowing. Shabad consciousness is not a belief system, it's a knowing, it's a state, it's a beingness. Seva di gal vi kar rahe si na, it's a state of being. Guru Amar Das Ji tries to relate this when he talks about the concept of Sahaj and Sahasa. In ego-centeredness, Guru Maharaj says that is the root of Sahasa. Sahasa is our fears, our doubts, our insecurities, which are ultimately based on a belief system, an idea of who we think we are or who we wish to become. Sahasa is very reactive to life. It's very impulsive. It needs immediate gratification. Shabad consciousness allows for Sahaj, right? Ultimately, Sahaj being that equilibrium, that dynamic state where regardless of the circumstances or situations, you are able to come into that equilibrium because of the Shabad consciousness. It does not mean, from what I believe the gurus have inspired, you obviously feel emotions, you experience emotions, but you are not reactive to everything. You are responding to situations. Responding is much more profound. There's such a subtle, profound difference between responding to something and reacting to something. When you respond to life, the gurus are teaching us that it is Shabad consciousness. It is Sahaj. And being in equilibrium, once again, does not mean that you are not contributing to society. You don't just sit there and wait for Vaheguru to do something. We have the power to make choices. Guru Maharaj ne sanu intellect ditta, we have power to make choices. The outcome is something we do not have control over. So sacred intelligence, sacred wisdom, Shabad consciousness, if our thought pattern, for my younger brothers and sisters who are sitting here, if you start to develop that, if you make the effort as you are right now, as I said initially, I feel the gurus inspired on this journey, there is effort. We need to consciously make ourselves aware. But at a certain point in the journey, this starts to become a part of who you are. It becomes a natural state of being. You respond rather than reacting. And though no matter what the outcome is, instead of having the fear of failure that Sahasa produces, for you the outcome becomes something of a learning experience. It is what you do with that outcome that truly matters. If it's something that has empowered you, that is great. If it is something that you feel disempowered you, well, Guru Sahib says, learn from it. You learn from it and you move on. Kai dafa aande na, kai log kehnde, I have a fear of failure. Guru Sahib says, don't fear failure. It's what you do with the outcome that matters. Har cheez, har choice creates a result, right? Creates an outcome. You know, when you really start to engage in this path truly, and what I've been trying to inspire for the younger kids is really reflect and be aware of what you're reading, what you're reciting, what bhajan you're doing. If you're listening to kirtan, the resources, we have so many resources now. But if you have questions, seek out, ask your parents, ask someone in Sangat, search those answers, have that thirst for spiritual knowledge. Guru Sahib guarantees, it's his guarantee, ji asi truly engage in Shabad consciousness, he will protect us. He will take care of us. You will make the right choices in life. This is his guarantee. Kyunki, think about it, if something so pure is guiding you and you are totally engaged, then your thoughts, your actions will resonate in the same fashion. Continuing on from Sri Japji Sahab, Sabna Jiya Ka Ik Data So Main Visarna Jai. Let us continue the journey of Shabad consciousness.